But then when we were like leaving, oh wait, no, this is another day I did mushrooms. We also went down another river called Wiki Wachi or something. I don't know. We saw a manatee solo. There was no tour groups. This was like just a manatee by itself, a local resident, as they call it, which means it's there year round because the manatees usually go to these springs during the winter to like stay like in warmer waters and stuff like that. Cause the springs stay a consistent temperature year round. But yeah, we got to see a manatee like just like chilling. We kayaked with her and she just was chilling with us. She was eating grass, hanging out. And I was like, damn dude, like this is it, man. Schedule for a little dab, dude. Wow. I've been prototyping a lot lately. Whenever I go back and just hit, like, this is a new 2024 10mm mini double, full color, like, hitting one of these, it's like, after just trying all the different prototype stuff, it's like crazy the refinement on these. Like, just how dialed, like, the way the rumble feels, just how they work, like, you can you can feel the years of, like, just constantly trying to make it better, though. Like, it's cool. Not that the prototypes I'm working on aren't sick, but, like, I can feel the points where I'm like, okay, I want to do that a little better. Tighten that up. Oh, there's too much of an air gap there. A little bit of a lag. Like, but the RBR, my God, it's fucking cool. We don't get to experience that unless you make a bunch of something now. What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 145? 6? Holy shit. Dab of some fucking... It's called Bicycle Day from Green Dot, but to me it tastes like Wookiees from like 2018. Tastes like some Bodhi seeds, lavender. Like, their terpene profile on this is sour lavender grapefruit. For to me, it's like lavender all day. I love it so much. I've had a couple friends try it. They don't really like it, but like, dude, there's something special about that lavender terp. For me, maybe it's a little bit more of the nostalgia of remembering when I was smoking a lot of the Wookiees or the Bodhi, like lavender or Alaskan Thunderfuck. Certain phenos. Holy fuck, though. Super, super awesome strain. Been loving all the stuff coming out of Green Dot lately. So many good flavors. But yeah, today on today's episode, fucking A, I'm already on it. But holy cow, this fucking hash, strong. But we're going to be looking at a few pieces that we're going to have on this upcoming Sunday sale. A really small Sunday sale. But that's because I've been finishing up the clear pre-sale. And I just have a few pieces that I made earlier in the month that I've had waiting for the end of the month drop. This being one of them. And then I have a couple pieces here. Like, I have the first Signature Series Recycling Terp Hammer, and this is a bloop one, and it has a little bit different shaping on it too, and then it has the Incalmo sections, and it's the first RTH with a square mouthpiece. I did like how I do on my fancy like Signature Series dry pieces. I did that style mouthpiece on it, so this is going to be available this weekend as well. And the first solo Halo of the year, 14 mil. The only other one is a collab with Krunk, which will also be available this weekend. We're going to have the Krunk collab available. I've been hanging on to that piece for a while. I don't know why I didn't post it sooner. I think maybe subconsciously I wish I could have kept it. But I need to put it out there and make it available. So that Krunk piece made with the OG Illuminati, the Capybara. Yep, that one's going to be available. Because the other Krunk collab, the one that's like two-faced, it's split, it's like... I might have shown it on here, might not. I'll bring it on next episode if I haven't. But that one checked out, unfortunately, like 4 or 5 days after it was made. I started looking up closely at the milli sections with a little flashlight and started finding little spiderweb cracks. So unfortunately, that one won't be able to be sold. So I got to put the other one up because I still haven't finished the fucking King Hammer I'm working on with Krunk Prep. I need more time and I do not want to rush it because I don't want anything to break. And I don't want Krunk to have to wait any longer, so I need to at least try to put up the one piece that is done available so it's not waiting. My hope was to basically post all three pieces as a family like group shot Unfortunately, one didn't make it, and the other one's taking me a lot longer to complete than I anticipated. But such is life, that is art, and when you're pushing the boundaries of what's possible, at least in your field or your skill set, you're bound to hit little speed bumps that slow you down along the way. But being aware of that and not get like consumed by that feeling of that you didn't do it fast enough or good enough, just being aware of it and trying to do better next time is all that matters. So that's how I'm going to keep rolling with it. But yeah, we did just get the keys for our new space that we're expanding into. It's the front end's all pretty much set to go. So Cassie's going to move in her office and her photo stuff, and we'll build out a photo room. And then the back end area, I have to do wall repairs and paint the whole thing and build it out for like cold working and all that stuff. But we will have it open and ready for our Patreon event during around 7:10. We will have a 7:10 session at the studio this year. It's a Patreon thing. Now, this doesn't mean, oh, I'm not a Patreon member, I can't go. Just join Patreon. It's $5. Just join for the month of fucking July. You know what I mean? And then, you know, and then cancel your subscription. You know, you'll get access to the sesh and giveaways and all sorts of fun stuff we're doing on Patreon. Extra drops. And honestly, like, there's going to be a lot more in the future. There's been a lot of people that have just been patiently hanging with us as we build and navigate through all these different things we've been running into over the past few years. And, like, I'm telling you, like, good things will come to those who wait, I promise. There's a lot in the works. Like, no matter what's happening in the rest of the world, I'm over here just like, you know what? Like, let's just keep making art. And if people buy stuff, let's put that money right back into it. Like, all of it, right back in. And we'll just keep doing that until we have the sickest glass fantasy factory ever. Like, I am getting closer and closer to having this fantasy factory for me and my people to just enjoy, make art in, host other artists, do classes, a destination for people who are traveling cross country. You know, like, what I mean by destination, you make plans. You know, we're gonna stop here and then the Grand Canyon. Oh, we're going to hit Bear Mountain Studios on the way through Colorado. Like, have it be a place where people can stop and see some cool stuff, and be able to do more like local events too, so that we're able to help build our community here locally, so people have things to look forward to throughout the year who are all about glass and connecting with people who are also into it as well. And you know, that's really all it is at the end of the day, because I feel like, damn, the other day I woke up and I was like, damn, dude, you're like 34. You're fucking like fully grown right now, like full on adult. Like when I was in my 20s thinking about a 34-year-old, I was like, damn, those are like adults, dude, like grown-ups. And like now I see people that are my age and they're still just like figuring things out. They don't have like a house or kids or anything, and like they shouldn't. You don't need to. Why rush it? Like, they still seem so young. But you know, in my head when I was a kid, I thought 34, I'm like, well, it's a grown-up. And like, I'm in that stage now. So I'm like, you know, if I want certain things out of life, then like I can't like really wait for it. Like, I kind of just got to keep building it. And that's always been my mantra with Bear Mountain Studios, and now it's the same thing with like the community I want around me. We have all this sick fucking equipment and knowledge here and space, and like I want to find ways to like share that with people and get hyped up on it with other people, get excited. Also too, been listening to a lot of early 2000s pop punk the last like week, and I think it's been getting me really hyped up. Because one thing that's funny about listening to music is that you'll almost remember a different person that you used to be. You'll go, oh my gosh, like, you'll hear a song and you'll remember, I used to love this song. And what was I doing when I was listening to this? And you remember the car you were driving and the people you were around and all these things and the way you used to feel. And holy shit, what a special thing that is. Been experiencing that the last couple of days, and it's been a real... It's been a real treat, because for me, it has been reminding me of like what motivated me so much as a young person when I was like skateboarding and just seeing friends and just like, I don't know, just the fucking music, dude. It's just fucking fun, dude. Even Blink-182, as silly as that sounds, they're so mainstream, this and that. But like when I was like 12, 13 years old, like listening to that dude, I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, skateboarding and fucking drinking beers, even though I wasn't drinking beer at that point. But like, you know, emulating that idea. Talking about emulating things, like, dude, I was at a candy store the other day in Florida and they had fake candy cigarettes there. When I was a kid in the 90s, like, that was standard. All the kids had fake candy cigarettes and it was cool. We were like, oh, dude, I got fake. Like, that's crazy. Like, like, you know what I mean? Like, I wanted to buy them just because to me, I was like, it's cool. But like, nowadays I couldn't see like being like at the candy aisle and be like, oh, there's the Snickers, there's the Twix, the candy cigarettes, and be like, honey, sweetie, grab the candy, don't put the Twix down, grab the candy cigarettes. All right. Like I just, it's just so funny how times change, you know, all the way from the music to whatever, like, cause eventually it's the pop punk shit's going to become like classic. And then people, there's going to be a like comeback around. People are going to be super into it again. Like anything. We were at the fucking antique store the other day looking at like Pyrex. You guys know what Pyrex is? It's borosilicate glass. That's what all this is made out of. Basically, Pyrex is just Corning's patented version of borosilicate glass, basically, at least in my understanding. We were looking at all these different older like antiques made out of Pyrex glass, and we bought a whole plate set because we have no plates at our house. We've broken so many over the years. We have like 2 plates and a bowl left, so it's pretty bad at this point. I've been using my daughter's like Frozen and, you know, Moana plates for like the last like I don't even know how long, and she'll always be like, "That's my plate." And I'm like, "Honey, we're sharing, okay? I got to eat off the Moana plate. We don't have any big ones; they're broken." But besides the point. So we bought some antique plates instead of going back to Target and buying another expensive box of plates. We decided to get some antiques instead and just reuse them. And seeing all these like borosilicate pieces of like houseware made me start thinking. And I was like, wow, these are really cool designs on here from the 60s and 70s. I was like, I feel like these designs and styles are coming back. And I was like, no one's manufacturing glass. Everything's ceramic now. And like, I'm like, these, I loved the way they felt, the way they looked. I'm like, it made me want to look into manufacturing like household goods made out of borosilicate again and bring that back as a standard and bring back these iconic styles from the 60s and 70s because, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. People say shit like that. And like each generation makes things their own. But my gosh, there was something special happening in the United States between the 50s, maybe 40s, 50s, 60s, and part of the 70s, all the way from the automotive industry to simple household goods. Everything was made with a certain quality level that you felt, and they lasted. You had one lawnmower your whole life. Like, things just fucking lasted. And I think that we're going to go back towards a time like that. It might not be for decades, but I think we're going to head back towards that of people wanting something quality that they can have for a lifetime. You know what I mean? They don't need to buy a new one every year. They have one that works wonderful. It looks perfect. It's quality. They're used to it. Like, I want to emulate that through glass, not just pipes, but it would be really sick to eventually someday get into actually the manufacturing of household goods and stuff. It doesn't have to necessarily be Bear Mountain product, but for me, I like glass. I think glass is a really special medium. And if I can find a way to be part of, you know, here's what it is. For me, it's more philosophical than anything because I grew up with a dad who was really into history. And even to this day, I love watching history documentaries and stuff. Like, I was just watching a podcast where they're dissecting, like, you know, pre-dynastic Egyptian vases. I'm into weird shit, like, with archaeology. And for me, if I want my work to be represented or remembered in 4,000 or 5,000 years, the only way to do it is to get it in people's hands. Get it, but not in just a way where it's like hype, like, oh, here's a cool piece of art, but like have humans using it as like everyday tools, like something that is just common, like a cell phone, like they just have it. Like if I could find ways to make stuff that was like really like, it made sense in everyday life. You know what I mean? I don't know. But my hands feel huge right now. If you guys ever felt way too... Okay. I've been not sleeping a lot. Have you guys ever gotten, like, really stoned and, like, kind of, like, lost, like, perception of the size of certain parts of your body or how far your face is from maybe your legs or something? I've been having this thing happen lately, like, where I'm having, like, I don't know. Maybe it's because I've been eating more mushrooms. It might be the mushrooms. Also, too, like, I've been trying to describe people to what my reality's been looking like lately, and God, my hands feel huge. I don't know what is going on. It's crazy. Like, they don't feel swollen or anything. They just feel like, in my mind, if I were to draw my hands, like, if you're like, Evan, draw your hands, like, I would fucking, they would be, like, huge, like, these huge paddles right now, dude. I don't even know what this means, but either way. Not a lot of sleep, enough mushrooms, and a lot of hash, and I've been feeling great, though. You know, I like the pressure I have on me right now as far as like the workload and the goals. Like it feels good to have that pressure of like trying to get some shit done. Getting ready for our upcoming events and everything this year. Like one of the other things we want to do this year, it's going to probably be end of summer. The Patreon event will be the first thing, which will be around 7:10. Then it'll probably be an end of summer thing where we do like a pop-up little barbecue thing with just food. And then I'll have basically glass available. And then I'll have a table of stuff that maybe is like second quality marked, but it has like a scratch or a little thing, whatever, very minor stuff. And it'll be like, buy this piece, and you get to pick anything you want off the table as well to take. So you get two pieces, one for free. Buy one, get one free. And just because we need a clean house. By the end of summer, we're going to have to clean house on pieces that like just didn't make the cut. And that might be a fun way for people locally to be able to scoop something for a super discount, and then we won't be able to pay for shipping. Because one of the things I've been running into with giving away all this glass is my wife is like, dude, you gave away those seven pieces and it cost us like over $1,600 to ship everything because some of them went international and it's a whole thing. And I'm like, fuck. I'm like, okay. So if we do local events, then we can cut out that expensive shipping and people can just grab stuff for free, like if they buy like something, or we'll do giveaways and whatever. But yeah, definitely gonna do an end of summer thing and then definitely like a holiday winter thing as well. So if you want to be on the schedule and see all that kind of stuff and be able to join, that's just through our Patreon. I don't do it on the public page or put any of that stuff really on there because it's got to be more of a private party situation legally. And also too, if I do put it through just Patreon, it's like a filter that filters out a lot of goofballs that maybe only want to fucking be trolls and goof off and mess up somebody's time. So having it be through a paywall makes it so that, you know, everyone that's there is like basically like-minded homies and we're all about to have a good time. But yeah, definitely check that out. I'm going to take another dab. I got to clean up my nail. I'm going to hit this little hammer, see if I can adjust my hand size, you know, to the rest of my body, either shrink the hands or get the rest of the body bigger. I don't know, either way. But man, we've been working on so much clear. It's fucking the amount of the fucking peak tops. My God. We did not close that sale fast enough. Some things happened and a lot of those sold accidentally. And we're just getting them done. We reached out to people and like, oh, we accidentally oversold these. Would you like a refund? And they're like, no. I'm like, all right, you know what? Instead of adding time to the deadline, what if I don't sleep? What if I'm like, sleep? What's that, dude? All I do is make RBR peak tops. No, everything else is done from the clear pre-sale, though, which was, guys, it was a 90, after there was a couple people after sales, it was like 98 pieces. That's a lot of glass to make. And gosh, how grateful was I? And that's why I was like, we're getting the space and we're going to build out this co-working room. Our supporters believe in us, and what we have to do is with this support they just gave us, we need to put it all right back into Bear Mountain and get nicer equipment to do faceting. We need to be cutting and doing like different types of like, I mean, guys, there's stuff that's coming down the line now because of your support with the tools I'm able to get in this new space. That's like, man, we're years ahead. I thought we'd be, honestly, I thought we're at year 11 right now, but in my head, this is where I thought I'd be about year 15. So we're pushing faster. Like, and what's going to happen is like, hopefully break through a ceiling and be like, oh, I didn't know there was this level. We just found that secret level, dude. We found it. And that's where I want to go with everybody, with my team. We want to get more people on the team too, but me and the guys, you know, we just lost one of our boys. He moved to Texas. No one's dead. Everyone's alive and happy, but people move, life happens, they grow up, things change. But man, but if I was to describe this in any way, we're all kind of like going through a breakup right now. So like we're not ready to bring anyone else into our relationship. The group chat is, we're not ready to bring someone else into the group chat right now, okay? So, but eventually we will. We'll be ready. We'll be like, you know what, we need help with shipping and going and getting lunches. And then we might even go, hey, you know, actually we also need someone with glass help. But for now, we're just going to make a little less glass and just focus on each other and, you know, we're ready to bring someone in, we will. It's what it is. We have the space for many more people to help, and we're just not ready yet, you know? So, yeah. Yeah. I'm talking about me and my guys I work with, you know, and a totally, is it platonic? Is that the word? Okay. I don't know. I don't know enough about that word to use it. So don't quote me on that. Yeah. Shouldn't use words I don't know. Let me clean my nail. But yeah, we got a lot of fun things going on here either way. Everyone on the team is stoked about the new space and what we're about to like build and just the new projects and the ideas. And literally think in a few years we might, like, we'll probably buy a building in a few years, but maybe in the next 2 years, like, we'll hit like Fantasy Factory level where like this might be like known, like, legendary spot, like, as far as like what our capabilities are with our state-of-the-art equipment. And like I've talked about before, state-of-the-art equipment, dumb enough to try things, you know, smart enough to turn it on, not really use the equipment to the full potential, not smart enough to use it that well. I can get the computer on, get onto LimeWire and download some movies, but I don't know how to, you know, put it onto a disc or nothing like that. That's kind of what I'm trying to say. Man, a lot of this stuff won't even make sense to most people, which is crazy. Like I, it's so weird growing up, like being like 34, like I don't feel like old and I don't think I'm old. I don't think 34 is old at all, but there is a disconnect now between people who are didn't live in the 90s at all. And it's cool. It's cool not to know, not be relevant. Something about it. Be totally disconnected. There is a scary thing too when you're like, I don't know what the tribe likes. I'm not sure what everyone's into. Like, what's cool? Like, what's the funny thing people are talking about? Different when I was growing up, though, because when I was growing up, there was less things, you know what I mean? So, like, if, like, a funny thing happened on a certain channel, like, everyone talked about it the next day. But, like, nowadays, you could watch YouTube, you could be, like, listening to books, you could be watching a million different channels. So, like, there's less things for people to connect on because everyone finds their own little lane to hang out in, and there's so many options that it means that, you know, there might be less people being able to connect over that stuff. But, yeah, either way, I have no idea what my point is with that. That first dab... But also, too, let me say, yesterday I got in here at 3:45 a.m. and then I left here at 8:04 p.m. So you do the math. That long. And then today I got in here at 4:04 a.m. and I plan on staying here until I collapse. So whenever that is, I'm assuming 8:39 p.m. is when I will lose feeling in my legs and move rapidly towards the ground. And then I'll go, huh, how am I getting home? That's why with this new space, I haven't talked to my wife about it yet, but I plan on having a cot. A nice cot I can take naps on if I don't leave. Because here's the thing. Oh, here's the thing. When I was younger, I grew up in a place that had winter for about 6 months out of the year. So I was a skateboarder, which means that we only get to skateboard 6 months out of the year for the most part, unless you find an indoor skate park. So when you have an indoor skate park, occasionally, if it's the right location, they'll be able to host things called lock-ins. And that's when the skate park locks you in from 10 p.m. to like 8 a.m. And you stay there all night just eating Fun Dip and doing kickflips and drinking Mountain Dew, and then, yeah, it's the best shit ever. Well, I found a way to trick my brain into doing that, but also being able to be creative and provide for people. Just need to pass it by the wife first. I think that 3 times a month, maybe 1 weekend a month, maybe just 1 day a month. I think I need 3 days, but we'll figure it out. That's a numbers thing, whatever. I should do lock-ins at the studio where I lock myself in here all night and I just work. But it's not even work. I just have fun. I'm blowing glass. I'm getting things done. Like, I'm learning my trade. And I'll treat it just like lock-ins with skateboarding. I'll be stoked. I'll be like, yeah, I got my Fun Dip. I got my treats. I'm about to fucking skate all night. About to blow glass all night. Either way, the point is I have to work a lot right now. And I'm trying to find a way to mentally work myself through it in a way where I can be stoked. all the time. So I stay stoked. Dude, I just did a drop at Stoked. This comes out on Sunday. Drops happen. Yeah. They might have pieces available. By the time this comes out, the drop will have just happened. Yeah. But just did a drop with them. They sent me this whole box of gear. And so nice. So nice. Love all of it. But I've been rocking the Stoked gear the past few days. And I had the hoodie on this morning over the t-shirt. I was double stoked. I was fully stoked. Just been stoked a lot, dude. That's the main thing I'm trying to say. And I think the shirt says it. Especially when I was working out, like my trainer, like she doesn't know what that is. I'm just some overweight dude that with a shirt that says Stoked. And like I probably look stoked too because my eyes were so red. Because I want to train with sunglasses on. Like I even asked her and she's like, dude, it's totally fine. She's like, wear your sunglasses and work out. But I can't, dude. Like maybe if I was jacked, like if I was shredded. Actually, you know what? Fuck it. I should wear sunglasses. Like me being like a unshaved dad bod mid-30s man, like wearing sunglasses and working out is maybe the ultimate fuck you to the universe. Because it's like, yeah, I'm here, but I don't care. What pre-workout? 3 dabs and no food? Like, and a bunch of coffee? Like, is that my pre-workout? Like, it's actually maybe the most rebellious thing you can do. Like, sometimes I'll like fucking smoke hash and listen to straight edge punk rock and they'll be like, you know, fucking not doing drugs and da da da, and like, and I'm just over there and slamming dabs listening to it. I'm like, this is the most punk rock thing I've ever done. Like I'm listening to straight edge punk and doing drugs. Like fuck yeah, dude. Like, but these are just little fun things I do for myself. I'm not really sure why I'm telling everybody that, but you know, either way, it's what I do, you know. The end of the day, we all find ways to function and keep putting one foot in front of the other. Mine is to dangle treats in front of myself, create scenarios, live in a moment for maybe a little too long, and then do it all again the next day. And then often, like, I don't, dude, honestly, I found such a good, like, niche with it, though. Like, I don't know. Not for everyone, you know what I mean? Like, everyone has different needs and wants, like. I'm just stoked that I found stoked I found something. I hope they pay me for this episode, dude. That'd be funny. I'm like, dude, I said it this many times, bro. Like I had no intention of promoting anything, but you know, I have to because the shirt's too fucking fun. I love their logo and the name of their shop. It's cool. It's good shit. But yeah, man, so much shit's like changing and so many things have stayed the same, but like I'm really, really stoked where I'm at right now. Some people like I said have other goals. Mine is just to be stoked as much as possible and have a good day and enjoy myself. As a kid I loved just building with Legos and watching movies. Now as an adult I'm basically building with the glass Legos and just watching movies. Like I knew what I liked as a kid and I just wanted to find a way to keep doing that. You know what I mean? Like, I was never good in school. I'm good at learning certain things, but I'm not a school person. I'm just good at, like, you know, pattern recognition. I can make things, you know, I can monkey see, monkey do pretty good. You know what I mean? Circus folk, carny, you know? I wouldn't be a circus folk. I would work with the circus people, though. You know, like, my wife, she's basically a circus person with all the aerials and shit she does. She talked about having her aerial company come here during the event and do like hoop and silks because we could like we're gonna put a rigging system up so my wife can lower her Lyra hoop and soar through the air in between. Like she'll be answering emails and she'll walk out of her office and then swing on the hoop. Fantasy Factory, dude. I'm gonna be doing kick flips and then jump on the Lyra and I'll be like taking a dab and spinning through the goddamn air. I don't know what I'm doing, but it's gonna be fun and we're gonna film it all and share it with you. But yeah, she talked about having her aerial company here. And then I was like, I thought it was a cool idea. She's like, yeah, they do events where they like will go up in the air and like do a trick and then like pour champagne into glasses and it pours down. She's like, how can we like incorporate them like serving a dab or like setting up kind of thing? And I'm like, started thinking about all these ideas and I just started realizing how unsafe it's going to be. And I started going down the unsafeness and she was like, fuck, we can't do this. Because one of the things I said, well, last year we smoked over 130 grams in like 3 or 4 hours. And people that didn't smoke that were here were stoned just from how dense the smoke was in the air. It was incredible. And I was like, these aerialists are going to be 15 feet in the air, and that's where most of the smoke's going to be resting. Now, I would say that that means they're probably going to feel an effect that may be euphoric and unsafe while performing their job. And if they're not someone who occasionally partakes in recreational or medical cannabis use, then they could be in a real... could be problems, because it could be dangerous. My wife totally agreed. We decided we're not going to do that. But, you know, we'll find other fun things. Like, I'm trying to think of, like a fun, like, I almost want to make, like, glass little cars. We can do, like, a little derby thing where we race the cars down and there's dabs on the front of them and they, like, hit nails and whoever, like, finishes the dab first, like, wins. Or I just want something fun besides just tables and people smoking. Okay, like, I want to have that too. But can we have, like, a fun carnival kind of area, dude? Like, carnival people, I'm telling you, dude. That's what I was supposed to be. The bottom of a pyramid. I hold the people. Dense folk, like myself. I'm so dense, dude. When I was a kid, I flipped a go-kart, and my arm didn't break. It just bent. I swear to God. I was in a cast for 9 months to straighten my arm. Two different ones, though. Started with a full arm, then did a half arm. But miserable, miserable. But kid threw a pumpkin at me, hit the pumpkin, flipped the cart. What can you do? You know, I did what I could and, you know, bent an arm. Man, did I dab yet? Or have I just been talking? Sorry. Damn, guys, I'm sorry. It's been a morning already, I'm telling you. Like I said, I've been here early. And when I get here at 4, best, you know, the first thing I'm doing is I take a dab and make a coffee. And then I fucking get ready for the day. So the dabbing starts early. And I have people reach out and they go, I don't know how you dab that early. I wouldn't be able to do anything the rest of the day. And I'm like, man, I don't know how, like, you don't do that early. I wouldn't be able to fucking do whatever you're fucking doing, dude, if I didn't do that. No. Literally the other day, I was my wife and I were sitting on the couch, and she goes, or I was talking to her. I was like, yeah, honey, I got like 2 or 3 more years maybe of dabbing where I'm like, it's just I'm this weird old guy smoking weed on the internet. Like, and then she was basically like, oh, no, you're already there. And I was like, damn, dude. And then she was like, I don't know, maybe smoke less hash. And then I like, looked at her and I was like, what's that have to do with anything? I was like, I'm talking about being relevant. What's smoking less hash? I was like, if I smoke less hash, I was like, I'll be less relevant. But that's not why I'm smoking hash. I'm just saying genuinely, if we were looking at this non-biased, non-emotional, and not connected at all, what's that have to do with the relevancy? I think her point was, oh, if you don't want to be the weird guy on the internet smoking hash, smoke less hash. And then to my point, I would say, well, how about I just don't film it and smoke the same amount of hash? Like, you know, like... What are we talking about? It's like, so what's the don't smoke and hash have to do with anything? As she shares a dab with me. Yeah. It's okay, though. She gets it. She's about it. She's just responsible and an adult and a mother and caring and perfect and beautiful. So, she has an opinion. And I think her opinion is that I'm wicked good at dabbing. And that maybe I'm so good at it that I should give other people a chance to do it and maybe do it a little less. But, you know, man, if I'm not dabbing though, I'm smoking joints, and joints are like, I like them. I smoke a couple joints a day too, but they're just different. It's a different ritual, different amount of work. I don't know. I'm sure there'll be a point in my life where, like, I'm like, oh, I don't want to enjoy terpenes and this calm, focused feeling of connection with people and everyone around me and this sense of humbleness and honesty that I don't want to affect anyone around me. If anything, I just want to be a mirror and reflect only the good qualities I see in the world, and I don't want to contribute anything negative to the pile of shit that is already there. If I don't ever want to feel like that, and I want to just be like, really think about myself and irritated, I'll stop smoking hash. But for now, I think I'm going to keep just, you know, just thinking about others and caring about people. You know, it's pretty much where I'm at. My wife gets so annoyed when I say shit like that. Like, because, like, seriously, like, I feel like I've learned so much discipline and compassion from cannabis. As crazy as that sounds. If you've had panic attacks and anxiety attacks from tripping too hard or smoking too much hash, that's where you learn some things. And you go, whoa, dude, like, I got to tighten up there. I got to do better here. The only time I've ever had the scenario in one of those, like, humbling events where I was like, I need to smoke less was when I took too many hot dabs. And I realized, no, you didn't smoke too much. You just took too many hot dabs. That was the problem. It was a temperature thing. It was a temperature thing. You got a little too spicy, dude. You got a little warm. You know what I mean? It'd be like me going, I'm not going to Disney World ever again because I got heat stroke. No. Dude, bring water. Sunblock. Take a break in the shade for a minute. You're just getting a little too hot out there. So, you know, whatever that means. But, yeah, that's how I feel about it. Man, it's been a good day. The glasses are for the sleep deprivation. I can't handle what my eyes are doing lately. I'm so tired. I think that the coffee and the hash are really the only things that are keeping me going. As far as, like, not a mental thing, I would say, from a physical sense, the coffee and hash are the things that are keeping the machine going. Mentally, the things that keep me going are the fear of failure, too much pride, the want to provide for my family in a way where I can make all their dreams come true. I want to be able to provide a platform for others to share on all and any success and be proud of it as if it's their own. You know, just things you think about if you smoke hash. Now, if I don't want to think about that anymore and be just like, oh, it's all about me, I did it all by myself, me, 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 I'll just stop smoking hash, dude. I'll just be super chill like that. But for now, I'll just keep doing what I'm doing. Damn. That Fortissimo from Green Dot is gassy. That newest batch. This is what I mean. If the hash keeps me in this tasty, like, here's the thing, too. Okay, here's another thing. Last night, I get home after working all these hours. Boss lady's like, honey, you worked all day. You've barely eaten. Have a snack. Have a treat. And I'm like, sweetheart, I don't want to have a snack or a treat because I'm trying not to get fatter. And I'm trying not to snack at night, so I'm done eating. She's like, you haven't eaten enough today. And it's this whole thing. And I was like, you know, honey, this is another reason why I smoke so much hash. It's a zero-calorie vapor treat. If you have good terps and you hit them right, zero-calorie vapor treat. I'm going to go hit my Picasso. I'm going to get a nice lemon, cheesy, diesel-y kind of flavor. I'm going to go hit the Dali. I'm going to get some just nice, almost like cinnamon gassy flavors. I'm going to go fucking hit this, like, what is this? What was that, the lavender? Yeah. Like, I'm going to be a little flavor glutton. I'm going to be putting my hands in all the bags and getting my fingers all sticky, but they're going to be zero-calorie vapor treats from hash. So, to me, I'm like, I'm killing, like, flocks of birds with one stone. I'm whipping a stone, and it's taking out species of birds, like, full, and not, you know what? Let's flip it around. Let's be like the hippies. I'm feeding multiple birds with one seed, dude. I'm whipping one seed out there, and it's exploding and just feeding flocks of birds, dude. Like, I'm fucking nothing but positivity, bro, and rainbows and whatever. And, like, yeah, dude, with the hash, I'm definitely fucking, I'm, like, saving so much time. Like, it's crazy. And calories, everything. But best I've felt in a while. Maybe it's because I did go on a few day break and went and spent some time with my parents and my daughter and my wife. Did the real family thing. It was so nice. It really was. Rarely. And I love my parents, I love my family, but we have large gravitational fields, so we disrupt things around us very easily, even though our intent is good. But when you have a big thing moving through a room, and I'm not talking so much physically, they're not really big people. I'm probably the biggest one in the whole family. More just our personalities, and, you know, most of the time, we can be really exciting to be around when we're all together. But this trip was really nice. And you know what I think did it? A lot of mushrooms every day. A lot of them. A lot of things happened when I did these mushrooms. Okay, so one day I got so burnt. So burnt. Like maybe, you guys might be able to see a fucking color. I'm peeling bad. There's a fucking line right there, dude. But yeah, I laid in the pool for almost 5 hours, dude. Just I realized so much. I realized I knew what I want to do when I grow up. I don't care how I got to do it. I want some sort of body of water and a palm tree with a blue sky behind it. Now, I'm fine with it being a blow up hot tub in my garage with a fake palm tree, and I'll paint the fucking ceiling blue. I'll do that. But that's all I want to do. When I get older, I just want to eat mushrooms and float in water. I want to be fully aquatic. I want to be just in the water on mushrooms for as much time as possible. Because that's the best. That was the best shit ever. I did that every pool day. I just ate a bunch of mushrooms, just went in the pool. And I would like play with the family, and then I'd float, and like everyone's having fun, and I'm just chilling. It's a good time. Did some mushrooms and went kayaking. Whoa. That was interesting. Now, see, there's different ways to do it, right? You can microdose, or you can eat more and more and more and more, and then you can do whatever you do if you do a heroic dose, whatever. I don't want to do a heroic dose. Like, I have to be able to, like, not die if I'm out in the water. Like, if I fall out of the kayak or something, because it's on the Gulf, it's in the ocean. We're going in, like, inlets that go, like, into, like, these areas where there's natural springs through the, like, Florida. We went and visited my parents in Florida. So we're like kayaking on the water, and like we go into this place called like Three Sisters. It's like this natural spring, and it's all bright blue, and like manatees live there, dude. There's a fucking manatee swimming around, bro. Like there's just like, and I'm just on mushrooms, and there's animals everywhere, and the water's crystal blue, and you can just see all the way to the bottom. And then I take a pool noodle out, and I get it on my kayak, and I'm just fucking floating in this like big spring, just blue with like tropical plants around me, like fucking Jurassic Park. There's rainbows anywhere where light is crossing past the water. There's a rainbow. And I tell my wife, "Do you see the rainbow?" She doesn't see the rainbow. She didn't do quite as many mushrooms as me. But then there's the manatee, and there's a tour group that's like snorkeling around the manatee, and the tour guide's like, "Hey guys, give him space. We don't want to stress him out." And then I'm over there just like by myself, dude, just like waiting, dude. Cause I'm like, I want my minute to go say what's up to the manatee. Well, more and more tour groups kept coming, and I felt as if I didn't want to stress bro out. So I kept my distance. But then when we were like leaving, this is another day I did mushrooms. We also went down another river called Weeki Wachee or something. I don't know. We saw a manatee solo. There was no tour groups. This was like just a manatee by itself, a local resident, as they call it, which means it's there year round, because the manatees usually go to these springs during the winter to like stay like in warmer waters and stuff like that, because the springs stay consistent temperature year round. But we got to see a manatee like just like chilling. We kayaked with her, and she just was chilling with us. She was eating grass, hanging out. And I was like, damn, dude, like, this is it, man. Like, right now in my life, I have a kiddo. I have like a bunch of people that rely on me, that I needed to make sure I do a good job so that life will function correctly for everybody. But someday everyone's not going to need me, and that's going to be heady, because when I'm unneeded, like, I like to think of myself as a sponge, and God, this is going to sound bad, but I like to think of myself as a sponge, and everyone around me is like a cup that's way too full of shit water, and it's splashing out, and I'm this sponge that just soaks it up. And one day, this shit sponge is going to be so old, beat up, and stinky that they're going to have to get rid of it and get a new one. And I can't wait till I'm not needed, dude. I'm excited for everything that's ahead with like being needed and responsible and building my business and doing all this. But someday, dude, I'm not going to be needed, and try to get me out of the water. Dude, try to get me out of the water, dude. Try to get me out of that pool. Impossible. Impossible. You'll be like, we can't get him out. He's on too many mushrooms. He's too chill. He's too chill in the water. We can't get him out. Fuck, there was one day that I was like so happy that I was like, something bad was happening, like with family. Someone called and tried to fuck up our vacation with my mom, dad. Some shit happened. And everyone's upset. And I looked at him and I was like, try to fuck up my day. Try. You won't be able to. I am too happy. Everything is too awesome. You say anything. Try to fuck my day up. You can't, because I'm too happy. It doesn't matter what happened. Because you want to know what? I ate mushrooms and they're kicking in right now. And everything's fine. Oh, it's so different than mushrooms is when I was younger. Like, mushrooms when I was younger, it was like almost scary. Now as an adult, it's like, it's just the chillest thing ever. So fun. It's a really fucking good time. I'm grateful I got to just chill with my mom and dad, eat mushrooms. My mom eats mushrooms all the time. She's the best. She's about it. They were her mushrooms. They weren't even mine. From one of my friends. But yeah, man, good mushrooms too. Like, sometimes I eat mushrooms and my stomach hurts and like flips and gets all weird and grumbly and bubbly. But these ones that my mom had, like, they were just done so well. Like, I don't know if they were just cured and grown super clean and perfectly, but, you know, no tummy bubbles, just bliss. Just chilling and just not taking anything too seriously. Not belittling other people's emotions or how they feel or life or anything, but not taking myself so seriously. You know, hard things happen all the time. Obviously, I'm speaking from a point of, you know, privilege right now. Anyone that's able to sit here and go, yeah, don't take things so seriously. They probably have a bunch of hash and coffee and all these things that make them go, I don't need to be so serious. Like, if you're fucking, like, trying to just find water and you're dying in the desert, then you could care less about anything. You're just surviving. But, yes, I'm trying to not take myself so seriously. Not that I do, but the mushrooms or any sort of psychedelic, if done in the right way, you can find, even in the smallest amounts, you have some weird ego thing going on, you can like find it and go, ooh, there, that's ew. Fix that. That's gross, dude. Got a leak. Like, take care of it. You know, so the other people in your tribe don't have to. You know, don't make other people check you. Deal with yourself. You know? That's the thing. I noticed when I was gone, my guys crushed. I even told them all when I got home how proud I was of them, the boys. And I was like, you seemed almost like they worked faster and more while I wasn't here. And it might be because they were keeping themselves in check. And when I'm here, they're like, oh, okay, Evan's driving the ship right now. I can kind of just go with whatever our flow is, whatever we need. But when I wasn't here, they were like, fuck, dude, like, I gotta make sure I'm doing whatever I need to be doing so that the other crew members aren't like dealing with me being the one that's making the ship fucking crash. Like, you know, oh, it was cool. I'm excited to just like, I can't believe these people. I'm so excited that these guys are here and that we're doing this. It's fucking crazy. So weird. Feeling like fucking right at the, I'm feeling like we're right at the beginning of it. And I hope that we have the opportunities. I hope that I'm capable enough to direct it. And I hope that we can all work together to build what I hope this will turn into. And I'm hoping it turns into a really good time. Like, fun as hell. Like, destination level fun. Where, dude, I don't know. Like, I grew up, like I said, watching a lot of skate videos and shit. So a lot of things I compare stuff to is, like, watching, like, old King of the Road or watching, like, stuff where, like, people, like, go to these, like, some dude has like a bowl in his backyard and he throws this yearly party and everyone's just like partying around this bowl and skating. Like, I want some shit like that, but around the glass scene, if that makes sense. And I think that we have that. I just think that they're in smaller pockets, is not as accessible. Not that I'm going to be that much more accessible, because this is going to be pretty small what we're going to do, but we can build up to something bigger, right? You know, have a yearly festival maybe eventually where people look forward to it. The problem with the industry right now is that there's just not enough things for people to like look forward to and to give others an opportunity to contribute what they have, you know? Like, we don't really have platforms anymore where other artists and creative minds can contribute to build these things. Like, we used to have so many festivals in Denver. So different now. Like, when I first moved here, dude, so many things. Fucking High Times Cannabis Cup, Secret Sessions. There was like the Illusions First Friday parties. There was just like, there's every weekend and every night there was something or sesh or some event happening. There was some famous person in town that rented out this club where they're having a sesh. There was just stuff happening. And it was the coolest feeling when I first moved here. It reminded me when I first moved to New York City. When I first moved to New York City and I was hanging out with certain people and, you know, skateboarding and like going to certain parties and stuff, I was like, shit's happening, dude. I'm here. Like, things are happening. This is awesome. So it felt the same way in the beginning when I first moved to Denver and the weed scene in 2014, 2013, when legalization first happened and all the investors were here and they wanted to like get in on the weed market and all these things. And, you know, it's like, now that doesn't feel like that. I'm like, okay, like, I know money is a big factor. It's the main factor with that. But like, we got to be able to get things rolling again where people can enjoy the scene. Even if the fucking dudes in whatever place that are just financing some of it can't make, you know, 150% return year after year. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we could also just invest in having a good time and the return is a fucking sick time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's why, like, how I do glass blowing. Like, when I collaborate with people, I fucking tell them, I'm like, I'm not stressed about selling this or what this costs or anything. I was like, I'm going to crush and pay my bills with my solo work. The collabs are just fun and extra. Because on from the business end, because the collectors don't ever know, see any of this, but from the business end, a collaborative piece is two people that are selling something and splitting it and the cost of everything and this and that, and they have to agree on things. And then if someone has all their eggs in one basket and that collab ain't selling, well, that person might start getting stressed and going, dude, have you sold that piece? I really need you to sell that piece, man. Like, I really need money. Like, I don't like the way that feels. So for me, I go, hey, I'm going to make sure I pay all my bills before I go play with my friends. So that way, if my shit goes sideways, I'm not stressing my friends out. So, you know, to each their own. But that's how I make sure I do things now. So collabs, I get to really enjoy them. I'd love to find a way to share everything better with everyone. I've been taking some time lapses, and I think one thing I want to do is I want to have some sort of thing mounted above my station with like an arm that I can put my camera on and put it like anywhere above me without like anything getting hit, and it can be like floating above me. I want to do some sort of cool, because I want to like just be able to show more of the process. Even though I posted a video and Cass was like, oh, she's like, you're just gonna make it easier for like China and all these people now. And I was like, whatever. It's like, whatever, dude. Fucking China, these other people, go for it, guys. Just invite me to the Christmas party. Like, Jesus. I just don't even care anymore. Like, some of these glassblowers that think they might have drama with me, if they ever approach me at an event or something, I'm just going to be like, dude, I'm literally, like, just trying to have fun with my friends and build a glass fantasy factory. Like, whatever this is that we're doing or you're doing or whatever, that doesn't add to the equation of me getting my glass fantasy factory or having fun with my friends. So I don't want to do it. So leave me alone. Sick. like it's simple, dude. Like, I don't know. There's I love it. I'm just glad that I have the opportunity to think like that and feel like that and not get so hung up on it. The only reason I have that is because, number one, hash, full circle in this episode. That's another thing. That's another bird it's feeding. But also to the people around me and the folks who believe in what I'm doing that support me, whether it just be watching the podcast or scooping stuff off our drops or just liking posts and leaving comments on Instagram, like, I'm just grateful I have that, you know, because not getting hung up on all this little drama shit is a lot easier when I get to reflect and go, you know what, look at all these people that give a fuck. Like, how selfish of me to sit here and care about this one person that may not want to come to my birthday, you know? Like, so, easier said with copious amounts of hash, not enough sleep, a ton of caffeine, and a reckless amount of self-belief, you know? It's fun, though. That's what I'm saying. If I was educated, I wouldn't even try half this shit, I guarantee you. Not saying that I'm, like, not saying that I'm, like, a dumb person, but, like, I can't prove to you that I know anything. I don't have any paperwork. But I'll tell you a couple of things. You can Google it. You know? My point is I like that sometimes I don't know things. I like being confused sometimes. I used to get self-conscious about it. I used to get really mad at myself that I felt dumb. But now it's kind of just like, I enjoy that I don't have the full map in front of me. I like that I can only see where I started, you know? I like that I couldn't read the one sign that was like saying, no, there's a cliff there. Like, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that fuck up. Because to me, the longer it takes me to get to wherever I'm going, the better. Because if I was too smart, I'd probably get there a lot quicker. And then what do you do with yourself then? You finished it. Because it's more about the journey. It's a corny thing to say. But it's not about the destination. It's about the journey. If my just the perfect mix of stupidity, ingenuity, and willingness to try gives me a nice long journey of fucking up and succeeding, that's the best life ever. Because you can't have the good without the bad. If you only tasted good food, you would never know that it was good food. Because you have to taste shitty food to know when something tastes good. So for me, the more shitty things that happen to me, the more opportunity I get to enjoy a moment of bliss and feeling confident when I actually succeed and overcome it. It's like the harder the fight, the sweeter the victory. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard to teach your kids that. I've been really trying to teach my daughter that, but she doesn't get it. She's like, bro, just I see it right there. Just give me the fucking candy. And like, I'm like, no, but like, what if you had to like climb over this and like do your full ABCs and count to 30 real quick before you got the candy? She's like, or you just hand me the candy. And I'm like, bro. She's like, don't call me bro. And I'm like, dude. She's like, don't call me dude. And I'm like, do that. You know, like, I don't even know what to do for her. Fucking love that kid. But yeah. Figuring it out, guys. This was a pretty classic episode. This one felt good, though. This felt right. We weren't going to do it today, but we figured it out. Scheduling and life's been a little bit crazy because of the little random family visit we did. Still needed to see her grandparents, though. It was necessary. And it was honestly the best time I've had with my parents in a long time. Most of the time I see my parents, we got to work the whole time. Like, they're coming out here to help me with the studio or the company, or help me watch Estelle so that we can work so hard that we can't. So we, you know, some help with the kiddo so I can work like an animal. Because the only thing I'm going to be able to do is breathing function and blow glass. You know? Heat this up. This is my final dab of the sod. This is a chill one, though. We're all over the place. Sunday sale today, guys. 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. BMSClass.com. Under the Sunday sale tab. Link will also be on my stories on the They Did It account. But yeah. Not a huge one this month. But some really cool stuff on there. Some really like nice stuff. There's only 5 RBRs. A few terp hammers. Really minimal, but like fucking gorgeous colors. All the new stuff has so much more color work in it. All the little encamo and line work and stuff. There's just everything, full color perks, the thickness and wall weight and everything. Everything's a little bit taller but thicker and just refined. Yeah. So check it out. Even if you're not trying to scoop, at least go check the pieces out and see them. Because also, too, now we got this new space. The wife's going to have her own photo room. So it should really help with... You wouldn't believe how crazy the back end of Bear Mountain is with trying to like get the photos and the listings done and all these things. Like, the glass blowing is fucking 10%, maybe 20% of what all the things that are going on between like the shipping and the ordering and the make sure materials and all the backup parts we need for our equipment and tools, like all the different little things we got to make sure we have just in case something breaks or goes, like constantly checking and calling manufacturers. And there's just like so much stuff that like Pat and fucking Cassie do on that end. Like, literally, I like just blow glass and I post Instagram content on They Did It account. Yeah, it's crazy. I want to find a way to share more of what everyone's doing, because there's like literally a a team of people here that are trying to like make this company be something. It's no longer just like me or just me and Cass trying to like make our dream happen. Now like other people are adopting that dream into their life and they're going, hey, I want this. How can we make this company do this? Like, and all I want is all the materials I could ask for. Like, I want piles of material and all the crazy tools. Like, that's all I want. So the harder I got to crush to make sure I can get all those cool tools so I can try cool, fun activities with them and make cool projects that I can then smoke once they are done. Fuck yeah, dude. Like, what a funny way to spend your life. What a funny thing to pursue. Just all this capital and time and energy and learning and like educating yourself just to make something that you can get high through. It's fucking crazy. It's such a silly pursuit. I love it. I love that. Don't take yourself so seriously. Practice discipline, work hard, try hard, set high goals, but don't care that much. Just enough to try, just enough to try again, but don't care so much that it's your identity. And when you fail, you are mean to yourself. Be nice. It's fucking crazy, dude. Like, damn, dude. Every time, dude, I'm telling you, this podcast, I reflect, and I'm just like, what the fuck happened? How did I get here? What should I do next? Some Dolly, how about? I got this fucking sick Pokemon tin full of fucking hash, dude. This Dolly's really gassy, too. This is a good one. Little vapor flavors, little snack. Zero calorie snack. Oh, that's still hot. I thought so. Temperature was just a little bit not pointed exactly at the dish. Almost there, though. Classic, though. This is fun, guys. All right, I'll take a dab on this Marina. Transparent Marina, which... Transparent Marina looks so different than regular Marina. This almost looks like raindrop or something. And then the accent color is the pink slime over poppy. So it just looks like a really opalescent, bright poppy. A lot of function, though. Really smooth purr and rumble. Feel all that water moving, but you're not doing any work. Very controlled pull. Great flavor. My goodness. 10 more hours of glass blowing today. And that ain't even enough to get done what I need to get done. You know? When you're marching into the battle and you know you've already lost. That's living. You know? That's living. I'm living right now, dude. This shit's sick. Well... Have a good day, everybody. Episode 146. Sunday's out today, like I said. Check it out. BMSclass.com. Sign up for that newsletter, too. And if you want to join our seshes and upcoming parties and events we're going to be doing here at the studio and any meetups, make sure you sign up for that Patreon at BMS. Patreon.com/Paramount Studios. Check that out. We also have links in our bio and stuff like that on Instagram. And I hope you guys have an awesome day. Another glasses down episode because I ain't right right now. I ain't right. That's okay. Later, everybody. Oh, fuck.